Amen. Hallelujah. Praise be to the Most High God. Today is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen, God's people. Today we're going to be looking at Psalm 110. Amen. And the word of God reads, "The Lord says to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet. The Lord will extend your mighty scepter from Zion, saying, rule in the midst of your enemies. Your troops will be willing on your day of battle, arrayed in holy splendor. Your young men will come to you like the dew from the morning's womb. The Lord has sworn and will not change his mind. You are a priest forever in the order of Melchizedek. The Lord is at your right hand. He will crush kings on the day of his wrath. He will judge the nations, heaping up the dead and crushing the rulers of the whole earth. He will drink from a brook along the way, and so he will lift his head high." Amen. So, first of all, we see here that in the very beginning, the opening scripture, we see here, "The Lord says to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet." So see, God has given us the victory. Amen. And the Lord is giving it to us. See, no matter whatever that is coming against you, know that you have the victory because we have the Lord. Amen. He's going to make whatever that obstacle, whatever that adversity, whatever it is rising against you, under your feet, you will crush it. You will crush it under your feet. Why? Because we have the victor. We have our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who has given us that victory. Amen. See, the day that we received our Lord and our Savior is the day that we were crowned with glory, is the day that we received redemption. Amen. That we were translated from darkness into light, that we were given that victorious. So, no matter whatever it is that we're facing today, we're victorious. We have that victory. We're victorious. You remember saying, well, I have this that's going on in my life and this and after this and after that. But we can have the confidence to know that we have the victory because we have God. When we have God on our side, it doesn't matter what is coming against you. Amen. He's going to ensure the victory. We see here in the outlines in the scriptures, he's like, that God is going to move his scepter. God is going to move forward. God is going to have people ready for you. Amen. On the battlefield. But we have the Lord. Amen. So, a lot of times we see the word enemy and we think automatically of a person, right? But it could be anything that is coming against you, right? Anything that is coming against you. Any circumstance, any situation. You know, we get faced with so many problems on a day-to-day basis. And you know, the enemy will try to quench that fire, will try to deter you from moving forward by trying to amplify whatever is in your path. But what do we see here? That we have the victory, right? The Lord will make it your footstool, right? He's going to make it your footstool. So there's no need to be troubled. There's no need to be moved by whatever it is that you're facing, whatever that is lying ahead of you, because you can have the confidence in God knowing that, you know what? I have the victory, man. God is with me. I'm going to move forward. I have the faith in my Lord and my Savior because, hey, he is on my side. Amen. The Bible teaches us that he will shake heaven and earth, right? He will shake heaven and earth for his child. He loves us. Isn't that a beautiful thing to know that you are loved, to know that you have the victory because you have God. So today, whatever it is that you're facing, whatever comes your way, just know this. You know what? God is going to make it my footstool. Because he loves me. I love you in Christ. This has been Chaplain Garza, Street Evangelist.